is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. It is cold outside. You don't need us to tell you that, though. Across the country, the wind is howling, the air is frigid, and in some areas, snow is falling. Correspondent Charlie DeMar is in Walcott, Iowa.
Dangerous whiteout conditions in Iowa and other Midwestern states making travel treacherous. The heavy snow and gusty winds are causing big rigs to crash. Iowans are digging out after almost 15 inches of snow blanketed the state.
Two snowstorms back to back feels like a little much.
CBS's Natalie Brenz also in Iowa, bundled up on the campaign trail ahead of Monday's caucus.
Despite inches of snow on the ground and sub-zero temperatures, the campaigns are trying to plow ahead during this final weekend before caucus night.
They can throw a blizzard at us and we are gonna fight.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis traversed the state for a series of events, including a stop at the headquarters of the super PAC supporting him. Volunteer Debbie Hettinger says she's made 2,000 calls on behalf of DeSantis since she started volunteering in October.
What do you think DeSantis's chances are?
I think they're very good because they have a really good ground game here, and I'm hoping that the snow and the weather doesn't keep people home.
They're now encouraging people to turn out despite the freezing cold.
Well, once again, crisis averted. Congressional leaders have reached a deal on a short-term funding bill to keep the government open for now.
Congressional leaders have reached agreement on a plan to fund the government through early March. CBS News has learned the short-term extension would go through March 1st and March 8th. Funding is currently set to expire for some agencies in mid-January and others in early February, but this new proposal would override that so lawmakers have more time to work on longer-term spending bills. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Washington.
So when will Palestinian civilians be allowed to return to the Gaza Strip? CBS's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Israel's chief of staff, Herzi Halevi, said that the fighting with Hamas in Gaza is ongoing. However, he said that when there is no danger to the population, Israel will consider letting the hundreds of thousands of Palestinians who fled northern Gaza to return.
Well, if you are about to shovel in that late night snack, maybe walk away. A recent study looked at the link between eating late and heart disease. Researchers at a Paris university found that eating after 9 p.m. at night could be associated with a higher risk of cardiovascular problems like heart attack and stroke. They said the same deal for people who wait to eat their first meal of the day later than 9 a.m. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Musical Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, The Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Happy Saturday evening across Wisconsin, broadcasting to you on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie, or see the full menu and all the events at fullmilebeercompany.com. And by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue or stop by their website at weikert-lakepoint.com. One of the great pleasures I get out of doing this radio show is debuting new music for you. Super excited about this. There used to be a band called I Am Dragon Rocker, and they rocked. Well, and also Johnny Likes Noise, too. Members from I Am Dragon and Johnny Likes Noise are now Peacemaker. This is brand new, debuted here on Max Inc. Radio. The song is called Crusher. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Peacemaker, a debut music double dip for the 8 o'clock hour. Goodness gracious. That was Jumpstart, Crusher before that. So rocker John Stover, he's a hell of a guy, you know. he's been so excited about this album coming out. He's like sent me variations of the mix as they go along, and I've been kind of following along with the progress of the album.
Yeah.
It's finally done. They recorded at Acme Sound Studios with Tim Consequence.
Oh, okay, sure.
Who does a great job here in the Madison music scene. And we play a lot of music that Tim plays. But the new Peacemaker is really good. Looking forward to having the guys here in the studio to tell us all about the album. And no shows on the books for them right now, but I'm sure they're going to be getting out soon here in 2024 now that the album is done.
That's right. We're going to have them in here pretty soon talking.
That's right. They're playing in the Lair, right?
Or
are they?
Not in the Lair quite yet, but we were talking about doing an interview with them, about this brand new album that just came out that we just got, that's like red hot, that's like never been heard before.
Never been heard before, except for tonight here on Max Inc. Radio. And of course, those in the studio recording it. Jimmy K and Rocker here. Terry still snowed in. It's like an avalanche on Madison, southeast side of Madison. It's just she's covered in a blanket of snow and ice right now.
I know. The bottom of my driveway, Jimmy, was pretty tough to get out, but they got us plowed out by mid-afternoon. But now, Jimmy, we have Blame It on Kane, singer Sam Betcher. He's here. He's going to tell us about, you know, Blame It on Kane, their new album that's out. But they were supposed to play in the Lair tonight, and they couldn't. And I found out that the drummer, right, he snowed in.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives out in the country, so yeah. Apparently the drifts out there, they had 18 inches.
Yeah,
where he's out there. So
where is he?
What's that?
He's in Richfield.
Okay, so he was in that big band that got some lake enhancement snow and
yeah,
got a bunch. You know,
wow.
So we're doing a replay of a Lair from November rocker.
That's right. When we had Feastet, which is they're a sextet and you know lounge jazz that's really amazing, totally original, and the trumpet player. Jimmy, you got to hear this guy.
Oh, I
really
heard
awesome.
I was listening to it.
Oh, you heard it.
Rob Roberts was filling in for me that night. But
that's right.
I was listening. I was amazed. I was here before the show, actually, and saw the whole setup and everything, and amazing. The thing I took from that Lair was the female vocal.
Oh, yeah.
Just so good. It was awesome. And it's jazz on a cold night in Madison. Why not, you know?
Amazing. It's going to be a really great show. I mean, we should play it over and over and over.
We have a lot of good bands booked in the Lair coming up in the immediate future, Rocker. Who are some of the highlights that you're excited about coming to see?
Well, Jimmy, just next week is going to be the Almas, and they won the Josie Award for Rock Band of the Year down in Nashville, and they're from New Munster, Wisconsin. So we'll have the Almas next week. Then coming up the week after that, Jimmy, 1/27, January 27th, Miss Megan Owens. She's back from Hawaii, and she's booking shows around Madison, and she'll be in here playing in the Lair on the 27th of January. And then coming up, the Listening Party from Milwaukee, Joe Richter from Milwaukee, Secret Menu, a Madison pop punk band. They're going to be in here on the 17th of February. The UW Mad Hatters.
Yeah, I know. They were in here not too long. That's an a cappella group, right?
That's right. I think they're nine. They're going to be bringing in nine singers to sing all kinds of crazy songs for us. Just them. Kaylin Cole is going to be coming back, making a repeat appearance. She's an amazing country artist from Baraboo, who also spends a lot of time in Nashville. And the Civil Engineers. After August, Lyndon the Zeros, Josh Hardy, Diana Jones from Milwaukee, The Mascot Theory, Butterbrick, Brian Bethke, who we just heard some music for. So all kinds of really good shows coming up. A concert here every week.
If a band wanted to play live in the Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, how do they do that? How do they get a hold of you to make this happen?
Jimmy, they can just send an email to music@civicmedia.us and, you know, tell us, hey, we want to be interviewed. We have music, you know, we want to play in the Lair. There's multitudes of things you can do. And especially too, send us your MP3s because,
yes.
We'd love to play your music, but we can't play it unless you send it to us.
We need the actual files. MP3 wave is great. We just can't, you know, FCC policy. Don't let us
stream Spotify. So, yeah, no. So send us the files.
Yuck.
Music@civicmedia.us. Rocker, big game tomorrow. The Packers are playing Dallas for the first round of the playoffs. We're going to win, right?
Jimmy, I think so. Should we hear another one of those songs?
Yeah, this is an old standby favorite of everybody. Everybody. It's the Weisenheimers on Max Inc. Radio.
Well, there's a town in Wisconsin. It's not quite as big as L.A. We got something they don't have, and we're gonna see them today. Go, you Packers, go, go. Go, you Packers, go, go. This year, yeah, there's a row. Go, you Packers, go, go. When the pack is rocking, we'll be rolling. Go, you Packers, go, go.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
She drives around in her punk-pop car. She stays in the city and doesn't go far. Punches the clutch, hits the accelerator. In a cloud of dust, she shouts, I'll see you later. There's a tape deck in the dash. The Ramones, the Pixies, the Fleetings, and the Clash. She's driving real safe. She doesn't want to smash. She's
gotta go to work. She's gone in a flash. She's going to her job in the punk rock car. Mixtapes on the floor in the punk rock car. They're going to a show in the punk rock car. 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 Pax and her friends, they're going to a show. Their faces are lit up by the dashboard glow. The car is paid for, nobody is owed. Freedom and fun are their cargo. She's gotta go to work in the punk rock car. She's giving people rides in the punk rock car. There are coins on the floor in the punk rock car. Punk rock car. Punk rock car. Color like November sky gray. Who's produced the garage display? Ignition stops, there's no display. Pop the clutch, she's on her way.
Maxine Cause Civic Media. We are local music. Mars Hall there. Complexities of Life. The German art students, brand new from those guys, Punk Rock Car. They were just in the show last week. You could grab that podcast right now at maxincradio.com. And the Weisenheimer started that set off with Go You Packers, Go, Go. Beat Dallas. Thank you. Hey, Maxine Kevy's coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. We got a show packed full of new music. We're going to kick it off with a double dip of H27, a new band called Exposed Four Heads out of Milwaukee. The Known Unknowns will be on the show. And Wideacre got a double dip of them. They have a Packer song we're going to share with you. Plus, I like their punky rock songs. I had to dig another one out, too. Plus, All the Meridians, and we'll do a double dip of Last Crack at 11 o'clock. We call that Essential Last Crack. 10 o'clock, Maxine Kevy here across the Civic Media Radio Network. Blame It on Kane. They're next. We got brand new music from Blame It on Kane. Super excited about that. We'll talk about it. We'll hear about it. We'll have a beer. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. That is brand new. Blame It on Kane right there. The name of the song is called Stay. Hey, I want to remind you, if you're tuning in late tonight, or if you want to hear the program again, you can listen on the Civic Media Radio Network tomorrow, Sunday, starting at 6 o'clock for a full replay. And of course, you can grab the podcast anytime at maxincradio.com.
Jimmy Milwaukee's Blame It on Kane is fresh off winning Alternative Rock Artist of the Year at the Whammies, and just yesterday released their new album, Doggy Bag. You ought to like that album, Jimmy.
I do. I love doggy
right
bags.
Right up your alley. They were scheduled to play in the Lair tonight, but the drummer had kind of a shoveling problem, I guess you might say, and isn't going to make it tonight, so we've rescheduled Blame It on Kane for April 27th, actually. It's already rescheduled. But singer Sam Betcher is here in the studio with us to talk about their upcoming shows and new album. Sam, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
What's up, Sam?
Hey, thanks for having us back.
Dude, I have not listened. I didn't have a chance to preview the two new songs that came in today from Blame It on Kane. That first one's a thumper, man. I like it.
Yep. That was kind of the whole goal of that song.
What do you call it?
It's the hand clapping song.
The hand clapping song.
Yeah. In the middle of there, so we actually wrote that song 14 years ago. And we played it live for a while. And that was in the breakdown. You know, we get the whole crowd, clapping their hands to it. So that's
a little audience participation. So give us the lowdown in your drummer. What happened to him tonight?
Yeah. So he lives out in the country. So obviously, like you said earlier, we got 18 inches where we're at. And they got crazy, crazy drifts. So he already has kind of a little bit of a back problem anyway. So anytime, it gets extraneous, then he kind of knocks him out of commission.
He needs to hire a snowplow or get a bobcat.
But that's what I said. Doesn't he have a tractor?
Right. But, April, we'll get him here one way or another. We'll drag him here.
Nice. Only the rain can stop you. let's see. Blame It on Kane won an Alternative Rock Artist of the Year at the Whammies in 2023. It was your band's first award. Tell us how that felt to receive that honor.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing, especially after all these years being in the industry. And especially, we really love how Whammy put it together and how they did it. It wasn't just this popularity contest.
Right.
You have to be a member to vote. And the way that they have it, we have to log in. You can listen to everybody's music. So whoever voted for us, have no idea who they were, but thank you. But it was people in the community. So it meant a whole lot to us. And unfortunately, none of us were there at the ceremony. I was at a bachelor party up in Door County, and some of the other guys couldn't go. Somebody was watching it live on stream, and I got the text. I'm sitting at a dive bar in Door County. It's like, I think we just won. It's like, what?
Drinks?
Pull up the stream. And we're really humbled and honored, and especially because we know that it came from all the music community here. So thanks to Whammy, and hopefully you can do it again.
For some of our listeners around the state that may not be familiar with Blame It on Kane, give us a little history. How did you all get together? What's the backstory behind Blame It on Kane?
Sure. So we got together originally 17 years ago.
17. Wow.
Yeah. We put out our first album, Rhythm Schism, in 2008. Went through a couple lineup changes. Then we kind of went dormant in 2010 or 2009. And then got back together in 2014. Me and Steve have always stayed in touch. Got back with Rich, who is our original drummer. And so it was always the three of us who started it. And then we ended up picking up new bass players along the way. And now we just added a second guitarist for the first time. So now we're a five-piece, and we've always been a four-piece. So 2015, we discovered Cherry Pit Studios, recorded our first album over there with Eric. And this is our fourth album.
Nice. And you told me off air, this is by total coincidence, but the band I'm leading Max Inc. Heavy off tonight at 10 o'clock, H27, one of the members is in your band.
Correct. Rob Shackman, he's the, I think, the lead guitarist, or I don't know or one of the guitarists over at H27. And we've done a lot of shows with them, so... when we were we really do want to add another guitar player to try to see if we can, make sure our live shows sound like the album. And we just said, hey, Rob, do you want to kind of work as a side gig?
Gig?
Yeah. And he said, sure. And he's stuck around ever since. So
that's a great story. Blame It on Kane just released Doggy Bag, your new EP. Tell us about this record. I mean, it was recorded at Cherry Pit Studios with Eric LaBrosse. Tell us about the new record and working with Eric.
So we decided, especially after coming off of the Whammy Award, we don't have a full album's worth of new songs. So we're like, well, we want to record something. We want to keep the momentum kind of going.
Yeah.
So we're like, well, we have two songs off our first set, Rhythm Schism, which we put out in 2008. Production quality, terrible. it's just, you go back and it's like, oh, we can't listen to it.
Yeah.
So we've already re-recorded some of those on our Amp Grease album. So we were like, well, we got like two more that we'd like to redo and give it justice, right? And then we're like, what else can we do? And we did a cover for the first time. We recorded a cover of Cumbersome by 7 Mary 3. We rocked it up, kind of made it our own. And then we had this song. We're like, what's another one? And we had this song that Steve and I, you know, did about 14 years ago called Stay. And no one else in the band knew it, but we kind of, I don't even know how Steve remembered how to play it. But one practice, like, hey, remember Stay? He's like, oh, like this. And he starts playing it. And then the rest of the band's like, oh, yeah, that's good. Let's do that song. So
it's amazing how things like that just kind of come together.
Right, right. And then we like, well, what do we title the album, right? We want to, I was like, because it's kind of leftover songs, mm-hmm. but leftover is kind of a cliche title in a way. So I was like,
the
well,
doggy
what?
Bag.
Yeah, we're like, well, I, like my theme is like leftovers. And then I think it was Rich was like, doggy bag. I'm like, done. That's it. Like,
perfect.
That is funny.
What have you had any feedback from fans? What, you know, they know the old songs, but now they're hearing the new songs that are kind of redone. The old songs new again.
Yeah. So we literally haven't gotten feedback yet because it literally dropped yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah. And it didn't hit Spotify till today for some reason.
We beat Spotify.
Yes.
In
yes,
my brain.
Did.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
So, yeah,
I like that.
So yeah, no feedback yet, but I mean, we're pretty proud of them. We're pretty happy with them.
That's awesome.
Blame It on Kane has a show coming up at the Beer Rock on Madison's North Side on March 2nd, and you're at Quarters in Milwaukee on April 12th, and now back here in the Lair on April 27th. How can listeners keep up with your live performance schedule and purchase your new EP, Doggy Bag?
So the best way to purchase the album, if you want to support the band that way, is to go to Bandcamp, just bandcamp.com, just search Blame It on Kane. To get a hold of us, the best way is Facebook because we're old men and Facebook is just easy. So all of our shows are listed on Facebook. We keep that updated. We post stuff on Facebook all the time. You just message us on Facebook and we will always get back to you.
Right you, we asked this almost every band who has a new album coming out, but any possibility of vinyl coming out for Blame It on Gain?
We would love to do vinyl.
Dude, you got to check out Waxy Poodle.
Okay. Is it so? Yeah.
Two X's, two O's.
Okay.
And they're a new record processing plant here in Madison.
Oh, really?
So they press them right here.
Okay.
Waxy
okay.
Poodle. That's pretty
cool. Yeah. Obviously, the trouble with vinyl, and maybe there's a better solution for it, was always kind of cost prohibitive.
It's more expensive, obviously,
sure,
than
for sure.
MP3s, but it's just nice as a fan to have that media in your hand, watch it, and, you know, the artwork and.
Yep.
The whole night.
We still print out the full regular CDs with the CD jacket and all that. So we still do that. But yeah, vinyl would be awesome.
Cassettes?
I've seen people.
They're making a comeback,
yes,
aren't they?
I've seen people doing cassettes lately. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Actually, Jimmy, that band Alternative Radio we were talking about before.
They have a cassette. Yep.
They have a cassette. Yep.
Oh, now I want one.
They're pretty cool.
What are you going to play it on?
I got to have a Walkman in some storage box somewhere, right?
Clean it off with some alcohol.
Actually, you go to Goodwill's. There's plenty of boom boxes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sam Better from Blame It on Kane is in the studio. Sam, we're about to play Wheel of Time.
Sure.
Tell us about this song here.
Yeah, so Wheel of Time is a song that was originally on our 2008 album Rhythm Schism. Ironically, you ask this one I know the least about. And the fact that it's lyrics were written by our drummer, Rich.
Okay.
It's just a spiritual song about, I think, like Eastern religions and stuff like that. So I just had a spiritual moment, and that's kind of the whole Wheel of Time and...
The Wheel of Time.
Yeah.
I'm meditating now.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I can see Vanna White right over there popping out.
And then, you know, I told him at practice this week, I said, so if they ask you about Wheel of Time, I'm just going to point to you and you go. And now he's not here.
The best laid plans.
Right.
Sam, thank you so much. Congratulations on the new album. And we'll see you back here in April in the Lair.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
Wheel of Time is Blame It on Kane. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you. This is Charlie Behrens from, well, the Manitowoc Minute, I suppose, or, you know, I see you at the bar every now and again. How are you? Nice to see you again. Anywho, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Watch for deer. Bye-bye.
Into a furry frenzy, night and day. no one could quite control ya. I hope and wait, but you keep flying. You can't escape and keep on lying. So sacrifice the way you live at night, night and day. No one could ever tell ya. They'll try to buy and sell ya. So break out from the asylum right now. You better tell me right now.
Civic Media, we are local music. That is Bad Boy and Asylum, one of their newer songs. Thanks to Blame It on Kane for coming in tonight. Really appreciate it, Sam. And what's his wife's name? Rocker. Go ahead.
Claire,
thank you. Always good to see them. And we're looking forward to April to have them back on the show live in the Lair. Rocker, live in the Lair. Festet is coming up.
Feastette is coming up.
Jazz Sextet,
Jimmy, and they were in the live in the Lair back in November. Really great show, and kick back and listen to this one. And we have the Almas coming in here next week, and they are an award-winning band, Josie Awards, in Nashville, and they'll be in here. And they're from New Munster, Wisconsin. How much snow did they get, Jimmy?
I don't know. Where is New Munster?
Kind of down by Lake Geneva area.
Okay. I bet you they were probably in the 12-inch or so range in Lake Geneva.
Man, you know, we're only talking about this now because we were so lulled asleep by no snow up past Christmas.
I know.
And all of a sudden they were just like...
It's amazing how it just came. You know, I don't know if you know this or not, Rocker, but the Packers are playing tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to beat Dallas.
Well, you boys come up to Green Bay on a beautiful fall Sunday. I hope you come here ready for a war. Well, y'all may look like Rambo, but when you come to Lambeau...
I really appreciate everybody sending their Packer songs.
Well, this is the Singing Lambonies, I believe.
Yeah, these
they
guys
have
are
a
great.
Whole, they have a whole album of these songs.
I know. We have a couple songs. This is one of my personal favorites. Something Green Bay Packers will kick your ass. Kick your ass. Packers. Go, Pack, go. All right, Maxie and Kevin coming up here at 10 o'clock, live in the Lair, the Feastette Sextet. It's going to be awesome jazz here on Max Inc. Radio in a couple of minutes. Let's set you up for that and do some listening party right now. Mm. This is new stuff. I love this band. All the way down is Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Bell's been rung, I'll be gone with the sun.
all the way down, falling into the sea where thick as thieves all the way down. Muddy water's gonna take me under all the way down. To the bottom I go, gonna carry me home all the way down. All the way down. It's been a long time coming now. Lost my way, I'm on my way. All the way down. Show me the way, show me the way to where the darkness lies. In the deep dark hole is where I wanna go. And I ain't ever coming out. I'm all
of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.